Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Wednesday. It's hour one. It's the NBA draft eve. Come on in, stay a while. Boys are here, ready to go. I was just handed tailgate moonshine. Watermelon version. Not available yet, but we'll let you know. And Seton said, I think we need to taste test this. I said, well, how about we wait until the end of the show?
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're supposed to wait.
Let's taste test that again.
Yeah. You should put the bottle down.
Oh.
But we have the tailgate moonshine. We'll let you know when that'll be available at danpatrick.com. Phone number, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-show. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America. Those are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this hour is brought to you by My Plan from Verizon, giving you control over your phone plan. And you only pay for what you need. You get what you want, but only pay for what you need. And we're going to give you control over Marvin's Cookout playlist this week. Go to danpatrick.com right now and vote. And then tune in Friday to hear the winning playlist. Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership. We'll talk some football with him. Are the Jets worth the hype? And if you're the Dallas Cowboys, should they be going after Dalvin Cook? They lost their great running back. And I thought maybe when Zeke Elliott got released that they would eventually bring him back at a lesser salary of you know, a veteran's minimum maybe. And maybe that's a chance. But I would think Dalvin Cook, I'd at least explore that if I'm the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll talk to Dan Orlovsky. He'll join us. And does he think the Buffalo Bills should have a retractable roof with this new stadium? Also, our good buddy Joey Votto, the new and improved first-place Cincinnati Reds. They're on a tear so far. Their 10-game winning streak is catching a lot of attention in Major League Baseball. They have a 10-game winning streak. Giants a 9-game winning streak. The Braves a 7-game winning streak. A lot of rumors, NBA draft eve, but we know that Victor Wembanyama is going to go number one overall. The odds for who will go number two, according to DraftKings, Scoot Henderson is, I think, going to be up there as your second favorite player. Either him or Brandon Miller. And then that brings us to the Portland Trailblazers. They remain somewhat relevant because of one player, Dame Lillard. But even with his unique talent, they're not making a title run anytime soon. And he could be a major contributor to a team that could make a title run. And the Blazers are now at the crossroads. You got the number 3 pick overall. You got a superstar, but he wants to be surrounded by somebody who can help him right now. I mentioned the whispers out there, the report out there, if you want to call that. I don't know if it'd be in capital letters, but that maybe Portland reaches out to Miami and trades the number 3 pick overall to get Bam Adebayo. Now, Portland's also been mentioned as a destination for Pascal Siakam from Toronto and Zion Williamson. But those additions could help the Blazers improve. Do you want to be known as the GM who traded away Dame Lillard? Do you want to be known as the GM who kept him by trading away the 3rd pick overall? And we don't know which one will get you fired first. Because if that 3rd pick overall becomes a great player, you know, an all-star player, and be like, oh my gosh, they traded him away. You know, we're very in the moment in sports. Like, what are you going to do for me now? Not down the road. Like, hey, we'll sell our soul. Phoenix has sold their souls. Like, hey, whatever happens 4 years down the road, we'll worry about that then. This is about winning now. Golden State has been doing that. We want to win now. We have this opportunity. But with Portland, you got the number 3 pick overall, Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson. Is that enough to keep him? But if I'm Portland, I have to choose, what is my direction? Can I get a quality player? Bam Adebayo would be great. He's only like 25. Feels like he's 29. Been around for a while. It's like, Bam is 25? And he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player, but I think he's a good player. He plays hard. He plays at both ends of the floor, going into his prime. He at least would send the message to Dame, we want to win now. If you draft Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller and you're Dame Lillard, you're like, oh, my God, I'm babysitting again? No, he's going to be 33. That would so he'd be 15 years or 14 years older than Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller. Hey, Mr. Lillard, could you buy us some beer, please? Be at the convenience store. Remember when you go to the convenience store?
Oh, yeah.
Whether you were waiting for a grown-up to come in who could get you beer, or you were the guy going in as the grown-up?
Excuse me, sir.
I'd be on my 10 speed. There'd be some dude in an IROC with his hair parted down the middle. I'm like, hey, dude.
Okay, could you give me a 40-ounce, please?
Me and two of my friends would each chip in $5. It says $15. Excuse me, sir. Could you buy us a 30-pack, please?
Yes, Todd.
Did you ever do that as a kid outside a movie theater and there's a movie that you aren't supposed to go to because you're too young and you ask some stranger to pretend he's your creepy uncle or your dad or something?
At a liquor store and you're at a movie theater.
Excuse me, sir. Can you pretend you're my creepy uncle, please?
Yeah. Can you bring
me in?
I've never
asked someone to do that.
This R-rated movie, could you bring me in, please?
We used to do that all the time, me and my friends. Like, I want to see that movie, but it's we're too young, so maybe we could just ask this guy.
We're trying to get beers and Todd's trying to see some boobs.
Kind of sad. I missed out on some fun.
To be fair, we were all trying to see.
Yeah, I was thinking that beer was going to lead me to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Not in a movie theater booth, though.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW.
I think we should stay on this.
Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, dpshow, dp. Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with in the first hour of this program?
We might go with one of the topics you were just talking about. Would you rather have Bam Adebayo or the 3rd overall pick?
If I'm Portland?
I'll just leave it out there. Whoever. Because I do love that today, it's like, of course you would take Bam Adebayo for the 3rd pick. Like, why wouldn't you do that? But in 5 years from now, it might be, how in the world did you miss Noah Clowney is right there, and you trade Noah Clowney for Bam Adebayo? What are you, crazy? Once-in-a-lifetime player.
Well, Bam Adebayo may still be with you in 5 years. You would at least have something to show for it if you passed on Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller. You have to. This is what I think Portland would like to happen. Don't know this. I'm just speculating. Does Portland want Dame to be the guy who says, look, I want out? You don't want to trade Dame. You would rather have it be, all right, hey, Dame wanted out, and he's been so good to this franchise, and we're going to accommodate him. You know, this is going to be a total rebuild. Could you see that happening? Hey, we don't want to be the bad guy here. If you want out, you say you want out, and then we'll accommodate you. And maybe we'll send you to Miami. And then imagine Dame, who loves Bam Adebayo, And Bam Adebayo goes, oh, here's Dame got traded to the Heat. Yeah, and you got traded to Portland. Yes, yes, Bones.
I love this concept of a trade from the Portland standpoint because you're getting a player, a sure thing good player, not a sure thing great. I can't imagine Miami would entertain this. It's hard to picture them. He's one of their focal points. Not, you know, again, he's not an A-plus player, but it's hard to imagine Miami even entertaining this trade because of the status of their franchise right now.
Well, they're an undersized team, and if you trade Bam Adebayo, then you really have no front court help here. And he's a good player. And he, you know, by all accounts, a good teammate, accommodating with the media, plays hard both ends of the floor. You don't hear much drama, if any drama. And he's 25 under contract. Yes, he.
But then if you're Portland too, right, and say you trade for Bam Adebayo, you're like, yeah, okay, so that's one. Now we still need another person to come in and help, right?
But that's at least a start, though. If I'm Dame, I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah.
Be like, who do we got? Hey, we got another lottery pick, and he's 18. He's 19. Dame can't babysit anymore, and he's coming off a wonderful year, but he's going to be 33. And if you're Portland, you're not going to be winning anytime soon where you can take advantage of Dame still being near his prime. I think if you could say to Dame, you want to go, you let us know where, and we'll try to accommodate you. But we're going to do a total rebuild. Yes, Todd.
You would also think that Dame's agent and the Trailblazers as an organization would try to find a way that no one looks like the bad guy. After all these years together, they would have to have some kind of conversation where it looks like a mutual parting so no one feels like, how could you give up Dame? He's our player. And Dame does have to feel like he said, you know what, I had enough of Portland. It's time for me to get a ring somewhere.
I thought that's what I just said, that they would like Dame to be the guy.
Well, what I'm saying is no one should have to wear the bad guy.
Well, nobody has to then if Dame says, you know what, you guys want to rebuild, and I'm going to go someplace else to help you rebuild.
So Fritzy's saying the team should tweet out and Dame should tweet out simultaneously. Mm. I want out of here. It's time for him to go.
Exact same time.
Like exact same time.
Okay.
Sync it up.
All right. Let's see if it's
a mutual parting.
Mutual.
To the moment.
Well, it's like, you know, when a marriage breaks up or you coach gets fired.
Irreconcilable differences.
On a divorce, we should break up.
Yeah. Yeah, we decided to part ways.
But someone has to go first. In all these situations, I whenever I say, we wish him the best, we decided to part ways. Don't wish him the best, you're fired him. That's why I hate these franchises. I think like a soccer coach got fired in MLS the other day. Like, we wish him all the best in the future in all his endeavors. Thank him with everything he did for the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You fired him.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a great future ahead of him. If he's going to be so great, then why are you getting rid of him?
Keep him here.
He's great. Keep him.
Yeah, we'd just rather you move on. Somewhere else.
Yes. But Portland's on the clock, it feels like, with the number three pick. Does Charlotte do something? They want Brandon Ingram. They don't want Zion Williamson. Isn't that amazing? If I would have said to you a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, hey, Charlotte could trade for Zion or Brandon Ingram, you'd be like, well, of course you're going to take Zion. No, I think they want the safer play in Brandon Ingram, if that even happens. So.
Brandon Ingram was like this close to being a bust. People were really down on him when he was with
That's, you know, LeBron, that didn't accommodate those young players. That was part of the problem.
Yeah, but people were pretty down on Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, but I thought that he could be like a Kevin Durant light, where you just say, all right, I'm going to plug you in, you're going to get 25 a night. Might be nondescript points, but you're going to be a lethal scorer here. And maybe he can still be that. He's a good player, but he's going to be overshadowed in New Orleans as long as Zion is there. Yeah, Paul.
Do you see who opted out yesterday? Your guy Kyle Kuzma, 27 years old.
Yeah, but he was only making $13 million for the numbers that he was putting up. Those are pretty good numbers.
I guarantee he's going to a big market.
No.
He's staying in Washington?
Yes.
Oh, he misses the Lakers and L.A. so badly with his fashion sense.
They don't miss him.
No. He will be friendly.
He needs to get a lot of money, and the Lakers don't have a lot of money to give to bring Kyle Kuzma. They'd rather bring in Draymond Green than Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma averaged 21-7 with Washington, which is like 13-4 with a good team. Prorates. You got
to
prorate it.
Yeah, somebody has to score on the team. You know, scoring is up, and we look at these guys who are scoring over 20 points a game, and I'm like, it didn't used to be that easy to average 20 a game. Now it feels like if you don't average 20, you're not a scorer in the NBA. But Kyle Kuzma, I think he'll stay. Hey, after you lost Bradley Beal, you can't afford to lose Kyle Kuzma.
I'll bet you the Knicks overpay for Kyle Kuzma. A team like the Knicks. Oh, look at that guy. He could average 21.
Pie to the face?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Kyle Kuzma goes anywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
At the end of the day, they want to get paid.
It's going to be like the Pacers or something.
Ooh, like, ooh, ooh. Wow.
Not that that's nowhere. I'm just saying that. Is that going to be one of these markets?
You don't want to don't get that Indianapolis market on us again, Seton.
No way. Those are my people.
Yeah. I'm going to be saying, hey, lay off Ball State. Stop making fun of them.
Yeah, how many points you even put up against Ball State? None. Yeah, that's what I thought.
The fact that that guy thought I was Dan Dockage. You know, it's like, how many points you score against Ball State when you played at Indiana? I go, I didn't play at Indiana. I don't say anything negative about Ball State, except for you lost your running back to UCLA.
Is there nothing else to talk about than ripping Ball State? You got a three-hour show.
Day after day, all these shots, I'm sick of it.
That's all you do is rip Ball State.
Oh, I love that.
Poll question we're going to go with? Are we going to go
Yeah, we're going to keep Dame? It in Portland. Yeah,
no.
Go with Dame.
Okay.
Dame, Bam, or the third pick.
Okay.
You traded away.
Yeah.
Bilal Coulibaly.
Where are you getting these names?
Love that name.
These are all real people.
Todd sent me a poll question today, and it had to do with the most overrated eves. It's the NBA draft eve, NFL draft eve, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Get all excited. We have these countdowns.
I know.
Everyone's guilty. ESPN loves to count down from like 43 days away from the start of the season. They said yesterday like 80 days till the NFL draft, till the NFL season.
Are we really, hold on, I'm not trying to pile on. Are we really comparing NBA draft eve with New Year's Eve?
Todd is.
Or Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Todd.
I know.
Well, I thought he was going to put Adam and Eve in here.
Okay. They're important too. They're actually very important. They started the whole thing here.
Yeah. I mean, Eve had one mistake, you know.
That we know of.
Yeah.
What about Eve Plum? Jan? I don't know. Sometimes she gets a little...
Brady Bunch?
Yeah, she's probably underrated.
Why don't we go better Eve? Instead of overrated, why don't we go...
Best Eve?
Best Eve. We go...
How about we take
Eve
a break?
Plum, Eve about, the rapper?
Yeah. Ooh.
Eve...
Eve Longoria?
Hey, nah.
Does she still have Tony Parker's number 8 on her back tattoo? Or 9, I should say.
That's why they broke up.
Yeah, she put 8 back there.
That's a different player.
I love you. Wait, that's not my number.
Gary Neal? Are you serious?
Let's take a break. Let's regroup here. Come on now. Everybody get up now. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Sometimes I go out and I just run my hands on top of the Traeger grills. I just, like, you know, I'm very tactile. I like to touch all the buttons and the dials, turn, you know, the grill on. Then you have the grill that has three separate cooking areas, the Traeger hood. Welcome to the Traeger hood. And right now, save some money. We extended the Father's Day sale. It goes to June 21st. Was that today?
Today's the last day, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Last day. You can save up to $300 on the all-new Timberline grill. You're going to love the wood-fired difference that you're going to taste. It makes everything taste better. 20% off their smart thermometer called the Meter, M-E-A-T-E-R, and the timing couldn't be more perfect for this sale. Stock up for the summer. And if you're looking to surprise a loved one or just stock up for yourself, Traeger.com before the end of the day, and you can get fresh off the grill deals. And remember, use DP Show at checkout for free shipping. Happy grilling. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. We're talking about the Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app. You can watch this program all 3 hours if you like. Our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Our poll question has to do with Dame Lillard. What is the exact wording there, Seton O'Connor?
If you are Portland, would you rather have Bam Adebayo or the third overall pick? Right now, 59% would rather the pick than Bam.
All right. Yeah, if you're Portland, you got to decide because you can't do both. And it feels like they've been trying to do both for a little while now. But at his age, going to be turning 33, I think, next month, and coming off a season where he averaged 30. It'd be great if he got an opportunity to go back and play in a big game. There are a couple of big games there. I got the early NBA Rookie of the Year odds, and your overwhelming favorite is Victor Wembanyama. If I gave you Victor Wembanyama or the field for Rookie of the Year, yes, Todd?
I'm taking the field.
Oh, okay.
There's too much hype. There's too many other players, and something could go just sideways a little bit.
All right. Leave it to you to think negative. Okay. Paulie?
Yeah, I agree with Fritzy there. I think the chance of a nagging injury of a big man who's awfully skinny or being eased in by Popovich is a combination factor.
When's the last time a rookie made the All-Star team? How often does that happen? Pretty often, Marvin?
I don't think so. I'm probably going to say maybe Blake Griffin.
That's what I was wondering. Was Blake Griffin the last rookie to play in the All-Star game?
Pie to the face.
Did Luka play in the All-Star game as a rookie?
Bob Cousy did.
Yeah, back when he was playing against plumbers.
I'm just saying, Bob Cousy made the All-Star team as a rookie.
Okay. All right. Well, I think they needed him to. They didn't have enough players on the roster. It's like, we got to have somebody. Bob, do you want to play? Yep. I'll dribble around for a little while. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I got Blake Griffin. I got Yao Ming, Tim Duncan, Grant Hill, Shaq. Dikembe made it. Wow.
Kevin Durant.
David Robinson. I don't have.
It hasn't happened in a while because Blake was probably 2012.
Well, earlier than that, maybe. 2012?
Oh, no, KD didn't.
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing.
He's going back to the 80s.
The early NBA Rookie of the Year odds, so it's Wemby. Scoot Henderson. Third on the list might surprise you. Marvin, I'm going to go to you. Who has the third best odds to be the Rookie of the Year this upcoming season?
Jordan Hawkins.
Oh, no. You don't have to go there.
Yeah.
You're Huskies.
Well, you looked over at me like...
No, because you're the basketball guy on that side. My bad. I overrated you.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Bilal Coulibaly.
He's fourth on that list.
Brandon Miller is fourth. Amen Thompson is fifth.
That real name, huh? That's great.
Well, he's got him and his brother. They're twins.
It's Amen.
Amen. Would you be Amen or Amen? Because Amen almost sounds like almond. I would be like Amen.
Yeah, Amen.
Yeah. Like when I dunk, it'd be Amen. If you hit one from the corner, it's Amen Corner. Who's Whoa. With me? Come on, let's go. Come on.
Maybe that's why he changed to Amen, because of the puns.
All right. The third best odds to be NBA Rookie of the Year. Chet Holmgren. Yeah, Marvin.
Who?
Yeah.
Red shirt.
Yes, his gap year.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, Chet Holmgren with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
They allow that?
Who?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Well, his rookie year is passed.
He didn't play.
No, that's weird, though. His rookie year was a wash. I think he should be off the board.
Red shirt.
Yes, Marv.
Since we were just talking about Blake Griffin, that's what Blake Griffin had. Remember, he was out the entire, his quote-unquote real rookie year. And then he came back, and then he's Rookie of the Year and an All-Star.
Okay.
Red shirt.
Yeah.
Still upset about that.
Yeah. everybody's been talking about, you know, Bam Adebayo and Dame, and Miami was in on Bradley Beal. Here is Pat Riley, head of the Miami Heat, talking about his team.
Subtle moves will be enough if they're the right moves. Will be enough. During this offseason, you know, hitting the home run, as I said, it's addition by subtraction. And so you can go out. We've done this. We played this game for, you know, 27 years. And some of them we hit big. And I plan on hitting big again. But I'm not just swinging for the fences right now, because it could be reckless, a little bit reckless. And after this year, you know, I feel very good about where we are, but also I agree with you. We need to improve.
Okay, that's Pat Riley. Need to improve. What exactly does that mean? Who could you bring in? Tyler Hero going to be expendable? I think that they were interested in Bradley Beal, but then it came down to tax reasons or salary cap issues, luxury tax issues for them, and that's why they backed away. I didn't know if they backed away because they thought, you know what, if we have a real shot with Dame Lillard, we'd rather have Dame than we would Bradley Beal. A couple of phone calls in here. Bob in Montana. Bob, welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP, I'm just calling to congratulate Marvin on two big accomplishments. First and foremost, I believe tomorrow is his 10-year anniversary to his bride, so congratulations there, Marvin. I wish you all the best. And then way down on the bottom, congratulations on winning our pie to the face bet here from May. I had the Heat in 6 over the Celtics. And then when the Heat won in 7, you were gracious enough to push our bet forward to the NBA Finals, where the Heat didn't really show up. So my plan was to have my 90-year-old mother hit me in the face with a pie. But unfortunately, she passed away 2 weeks ago.
No way. No.
So now I got to work on another plan. But she was almost 90. She would have been 90 in August. She had a good run, and all four of us kids were there at the very end. So that was really nice.
Oh yeah, Paulie.
Right before, did you ask her to hit you with the pie? Moments
I should have just kind of put it on her lap and just stuck my face in the pie. That would have been kind of inappropriate, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, Bob. Bob with a sense of humor there. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Of course, Bob.
We're all
losing his mom at 90.
We're all with you.
Yeah, well, come on in, and I welcome you into the Dead Moms Club, too.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm all in. Dead Dad, Dead Moms Club. Yeah. Don't feel sorry for me. Yes, Paul.
How sad are you supposed to be for someone when they say their parent dies at 90?
90? No, that's when you say, oh, man, yeah. Must have had a good life.
Great run.
Yeah. I don't think you feel sad.
You give them a little, oh,
yeah,
man. You give
yeah.
them, oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but she must have had a great life. Todd, you can fake sincerity better than anybody.
No, I would say I'm sorry to hear that even if the person was 111. You still lost your parents, you know, not that they're going to live forever. But you know, you do play off the fact that they lived many, many years, and there was a lot of nice
experiences. Yeah, but Paulie's dad died when he was, what, 39?
30, yeah, my dad was 39.
Yeah.
And that's
My dad was 54. That's where you get the, oh, my gosh.
Too soon. So
39 would be considered tragic.
Yes, it would be.
Right, yeah. And 54 is, oh, way too soon.
Wow. Too soon. 54 yeah. is too soon.
Yeah. My dad was 48.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, that's too soon.
Way too soon.
But you could say it's you know, the delivery. Oh my God. But if you're 90, it's like, man. Sorry to hear that, but she must have had a great run.
So what if it's like 107? You're like, about time.
Oh. Man, she held on forever.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, I had the under. Yes, Marv.
When you die at that age, that's not a funeral, that's a celebration of life.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you put on the program. It's a celebration,
celebration of life.
90?
Yeah, I'd take that.
You give me that all day long.
Would everybody sign up for 90 right now?
Hell yeah.
Oh, a guaranteed 90, but you know the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I'm tracking right now more in that 48 to 56 range, so I'm essentially doubling my lifespan.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I don't like that talk.
So you're between Fritzy's dad and my dad? Is that what you're kind of targeting?
I'm not hoping for, but
okay.
It kind of feels that way.
I'm taking
you're
it over.
Trending.
I'm going to go over.
You're trending that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to make some drastic life changes.
Yes, Todd.
When someone says, don't be sad, let's celebrate their life, that's how they would want it. Is that always 100% accurate? If you're looking down from heaven, if you believe in such things, and everyone's eating and drinking and being merry as opposed to shedding some tears for you not being on the planet anymore?
I would like for people to grieve a little while.
And then you could go have your bagel and lox and cream cheese or whatever you do.
Yeah, but I mean, grieve. I'd like to see some real tears. You know, give me an hour's worth.
I just want people to show up. And once you get there, you can do whatever you want. Now, I don't care if you're crying. I don't care if you're laughing. I just want people to be there.
Are more people going to show up if they don't like you just to make sure you're dead?
Even if they came to hate wish me goodbye, I would still be like...
A hate wish.
I still got under your skin, though, didn't I? Yeah, you still showed up.
It's called hate mourning.
Yeah, hate mourning.
That sounds like a band, ladies and gentlemen. Hate wish. I'm going to hate wish you're dead. Yes, Paul.
You know what's even worse is when someone goes out in their line of work and then someone goes, you know what, that's how he would want to go out. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, he would love to have been.
Yeah. You know, he died on the job. That's how he would want to go out.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
As opposed to in the Bahamas, by the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. At age 90.
Yeah.
That's how you want to go out.
Yes, Marv.
90 quality.
No, 90.
So I don't know.
You don't know. You got 90.
Would you take 75 quality or 90 you don't know?
I'm going to take 90 I don't know. Because I might be from 75 to 90 not really sure what's going on in my life. You know, I might be, you know, dementia or something. But I might be told I'm having a great life.
Just firing off all kinds of information.
Yeah. I'll just be sitting around by myself and I'll, you know, say, Bobby Tolan, center fielder for the Reds. Okay, honey. All right. I can name the 1958 White Sox. That's good, honey.
Mom, he's doing it again. He's doing that thing again with the names.
Yeah. Can you wipe his mouth, Mom? Who was Joe Namath's backup quarterback in the Super Bowl? I can tell you that.
More soup. Bring me more soup.
Jell-O. Give me Jell-O. Yes, Bo.
My grandmother died at 94, and like the first 92, she was in almost perfect health. She had some eye issues. Like, at 92, she had a good memory. She was cracking beers once in a while with us. Mm. But then the last 2 years, it was, like, real bad. It was drastic. But, like, 92 great ones?
Yeah, jeez. It feels like you get to the edge, like the cliff, and then you're over. You know, it's not like you're, hey, he's on the ledge for a little while. It's like, oh, he's on the ledge. Oh, he's over. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, but my grandmother just died a little while back, and she was in her 90s. And she, about as good as you can go, that's how she went.
Wow.
She just sort of like...
I prefer going in my sleep.
She didn't go in her sleep, but she just, it's just kind of like the battery ran out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She just slowly faded away, and it was, she got to say goodbye to all the people she loved. She got to, like, she went about it as good as you could possibly go. That's the way that I would love to do that.
Yeah. I'd prefer just in my sleep. Like, they come in, and like, come on, you gotta go do your show.
How many shakes do you give the person before you call it, though? Like if we check on you, and you're gone, we shake you, like, three times, like, man, Dan had a tough one last night.
I'm going to guess that you would probably feel the chill that I would be providing.
That means somebody has to find you, though.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. If you start turning blue or you put your finger under the nostrils and there's no air there.
Yeah.
Pulse. There's ways to see if someone's dead.
How did we get on this?
I don't know.
Oh, Bob in Montana.
Bob in Montana.
Bob
who oddly knows Marvin's anniversary and had his grandmother just pass.
Yeah.
The Reaper.
Yeah, so... Tomorrow is 10-year anniversary for Marv and the Magic with the Misses.
Yeah, man.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, guys.
You still don't know how you're making it work, but you're making it work.
I think Paulie brought it up once. He said, you're a team, and it's us against our son. That's the team.
I don't know if that's a direct quote from you.
That isn't the direct quote, but it is one of those like, well, Mom said, no, Jillian, get in here real quick. What'd you say? Or, you know, vice versa. Marv ain't say that. Marv, come here.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah, Paulie.
I think what I was saying to Marvin, like, sometimes, you know, people get married and they totally defer to their kids and they don't take care of each other or don't back each other. I think that's a dangerous prospect. You're like, the kids want to do this. The kids want to do that. Okay, cool. We want to do this, too. Balance it out.
Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, my grandmother once told me, don't believe in that happy life crap.
Wait, happy wife, happy life?
Yeah. She's happy spouse, happy house. Because the man will leave your stupid bleep too.
Oh,
I was like, oh.
Whoa.
When did grandma tell you that? You're like six?
It just got real.
She's divorced, so.
happy house, happy spouse?
Happy spouse, happy house.
Okay. None of this happy life, happy wife? Or
she was like, the man can leave.
Okay.
Well, it kind of works both ways, though.
Yeah.
Spouse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's
sort of universal.
Yeah.
Right?
That too. Right. He could leave too.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Do you ever kind of badmouth your spouse to your kid? Like your daughter is like, I can't believe mom is like that. Why is she like that? Instead of sticking up for your wife every once in a while, you're like, I know. That's her thing. I'm not
have
sure
you
what her deal
have
is.
You done
I've
this?
Definitely done that.
Okay.
Depending on my state of mind. She's like, she's so mean. Why won't she let me? I know. That's her. She needs more sleep. I don't know. She gets cranky. Don't worry about it. You can go. Stay out late. That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to be the fun parent. I don't know what her deal is. I know, right?
I
agree with the kid.
I got busted one time. I was downstairs in the basement. My wife was upstairs in the room above the man cave in the basement. And I'm talking to my daughter on the phone, and my daughter was complaining about my wife, and I'm agreeing with her. And I walk upstairs, and then my wife goes, anything else you'd like to say about me? And
no.
I go, what? I could hear you. I could hear you.
That's bad.
And I go, I busted, you know, busted. I was trying to curry favor with Grace, and I said, you know what, I was agreeing with her, and would you feel that way? Yes, some of that I do. And I'm thinking, how can I dig this? Can you get a backhoe in here? Because I'm going to dig this even deeper. Yes, Eden.
I'm more like, dude, you better go apologize. You're not dragging me down.
Oh.
You screwed this up, dude. You're not screwing this up
that's
for all
smart,
of us,
that's
my
the
guy.
Smart play.
You better go apologize to mom right now.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that.
I'm still good.
Yep.
I'm still good, dude.
Yep.
You better figure this out because I'll help you figure it out all day, but you're not taking me down. No way.
Play of the day is up. Play of the day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. What's that place Dan Patrick's always talking about when you need tires? What is it? TireRack.com. Yes, they have all the tires you need, the best tires. And they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide, personalized tire recommendation, right tires for how and when and where you drive. Now, there's so many things that they offer, and I've only got 60 seconds, even less than that now. They have a test track there. They test the tires, push them to the limit, then they give you all the information. But they will give you a personalized tire recommendation, right tires for how and when and where you drive. They sell only the best. Full lineup of Vredestein tires ship fast and free to you or over 10,000 recommended installers. They have mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Usually takes less than an hour. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Vredestein tire test results. And just remember, TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
1-1 on a drive, high in the air, down the right field line. Stay fair. That's a fair ball and a home run by Olsen. Just inside the foul pole. Up into the second deck. And the Braves pad the lead. It's 4-1 here in the eighth inning.
That's Matt Olson, homered for the Braves. Atlanta's won 7 in a row. Olson has 55 home runs since joining the Braves last season. Third most in the National League, trailing only Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso. Courtesy of the Braves Radio Network. And that is your play of the day. Brought to you by the great folks at Discover. Discover credit cards. They do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Fritzy's still working on a nickname for Victor Wembanyama. He suggested the French Prince.
Okay. I think that's workable.
Right. That's not bad.
That is workable.
All right. Yeah. All right. Instead of the Fresh Prince. Right.
You can't say the French Prince of San Antonio. You have to just stay with just the French Prince.
And he rode the subway yesterday, went out to Yankee Stadium, and looked like he had a great time. Here's the only problem. He's not playing in New York.
You mean he's not going to be a Knick?
No. You know, Aaron Rodgers has been going to Ranger games, and he's been all over the place here. Yankee games. Yankee fans getting autographs here. And I thought, okay, this is great. He's only in New York just for the draft. And then he leaves and goes to San Antonio. Yes, Todd.
If he did go to the Knicks somehow or was traded down the road, would he be the V train? Can you do that and work the subway in? Or that's not a great nickname.
No, it's not good.
All right, back to you in the
studio.
No,
it's good. But thank you.
The V train.
Thank you. Thank you. The French Prince, it's okay. Yeah, that's good. What was the other one we came up with yesterday? Escargot.
That was Paulie. I think that's the leader in the clubhouse.
Crown Vic for Crown Victoria. I remember those cars. Didn't the police used to have Crown Vics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they were catching anybody in a Crown Vic.
Not stock.
Gas guzzler of stock.
Yeah, they got to kick that up a bit.
Let's see. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, we're getting excited about the draft.
Okay.
And, I think, this whole era with Dame Lillard here in Portland, I think we're ready to move on from that. I think, we should take the third pick. The third pick's going to end up being the best pick in 5 years because something's going to happen to Wembanyama, and Charlotte's going to take the worst of the two, and Charlotte's going to do what Charlotte does and make a bad decision. And Portland's going to end up with the best pick out of this.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sean. We'll see. I mean, Portland has made a couple of mistakes in the draft, but number three pick overall. Do you take one of these younger players? Is that going to satisfy Dame and he's going to want to stay there? I get the feeling that both sides would like to part ways just because they know it's best for both of them to part ways. I don't think either one wants to say it first. Like you said. No, you said. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. Welcome back.
Dan, you were joking about what life's going to be like when you're old and kind of losing it. And yeah. I was at a conference last week, and I learned two things that I'd like to pass on. One of them is really good news for you, but potentially bad news for Seton and Marvin. What I learned is that 85 is the cutoff age. At 85, the majority of folks are in a nursing home. And the key factor that keeps you out of a nursing home is something that you have a few of, and I know Marvin and Seton have none of. What do you think that factor is?
Class, style, daughters. Oh, okay.
Daughters. That little girl that you canceled her birthday parties may be the reason that you get to stay at home, Dan.
And guess whose birthday it is today? Molly Patrick.
Hey.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Molly turns 25.
Party today? Did she get a party?
Yes, and you know what? She's going to be on the 12:15 podcast on Friday.
All right.
Happy birthday.
She goes, are they going to rag on me, Dad? I go, no, I'm going to be on the podcast with you. And what are we talking about? I said, your birthday parties that got canceled. And she goes, does anybody care about that? I said, you had your birthday parties when you were 4, 5, 6, and 7 canceled. That doesn't happen, hon. Okay. All right. I said, as long as they're not going to rag on me. I said, no, they're not. They're curious how you got your birthdays canceled. And she goes, well, are you going to tell them? I go, yes, I've already told them. Bad behavior. Yes, Tom.
So she's like the Buffalo Bills, 40 years in a row of birthdays canceled. Yuck. That's terrible.
I think she put up a better fight than the Buffalo Bills did.
Oh, that's way too soon for that.
Whoa, my bad. So Molly Patrick is scheduled to be on the 12:15 podcast, The Backroom Guys, on Friday, and she will, for the first time publicly, dish on getting her birthdays canceled.
It's a bombshell interview.
This is going to be picked up
on an all-new explosive 12:15 podcast. The elusive Molly Patrick.
Tonight on Entertainment Tonight, Molly Patrick finally talks.
Tell all.
Yeah. We've got the exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Frazier sits down with Molly Patrick to talk about 4 birthdays canceled. Roger in Orlando. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, how are you, sir?
Hey, bud.
Hey, a couple things. First off, wanted to just put a reminder out there for Paulie. That he's got a pie to the face for my Braves and for the all-time wins, which I'm pulling for. I'm here with you, Paulie, but at least we've got a streak trying to catch back up to it.
Okay.
And second, I got a suggestion for you when you're trying to dap up the guys and give a clap up to keep them motivated, to throw a little Coach Malone in there of get loud. Try to keep that riding on.
All right. Who Coach Malone is now Post Malone? Is that social media is labeled him Post Malone? He got a tattoo. He's dining out on this, man. I wouldn't have called out LeBron if I'm Coach Malone.
What did he say?
But, you know, that was the, he's your daddy.
Something about retiring, like it's time to retire.
Yeah, yeah. It was enough of a mention where LeBron's on vacation in France and he said, I am the son. And, you know, I always come up or something like that. Yes, Marv.
That might sound narcissistic, but he's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no need.
No need.
Like, LeBron is one of the greatest players, classy players, done, you know, great things here for the league. You won the title. Let it go. You don't need to call out him. What did LeBron do other than get swept? But that's not reason to call him out.
It's that big Laker-Nugget rivalry we've had for so many years.
Yeah, I know. That heated rivalry that you have with the Lakers and the Nuggets. Now we're going to have it. Oh, now it's on. Coming up next hour, Dan Orlovsky. Dalvin Cook to the Cowboys? Who's with me? And our good buddy Joey Votto from the first place Reds will stop by as well. Hour 2 on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.